ShareCare is the leading online health and wellness engagement platform, providing millions of consumers with a personal, results-oriented experience by connecting them to the most qualified health resources and programs they need to improve their health. It's time now for ShareCare Radio on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, Dr. Daria.
Hello, it's Dr. Daria. Okay, since we all loved him last time, I have invited back fitness expert, author, and Dr. Oz's personal trainer, Donovan Green. Donovan is the founder of ProjectSlimDown.com, which combines physical, mental, nutritional, and spiritual exercises to increase overall health. And he just released a book, No Excuses Fitness, in the stores for the first time today. Donovan, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure it's a busy day for you.
Yes, it feels so good to be here once again on the show. Fantastic.
Excellent. Yes. So let's dive in. I want to get the scoop on your book. No Excuses is your slogan. And in your book, you tell readers that adversity isn't a reason to quit. You know, where did that positive attitude come from?
The positive attitude came from my upbringing in the Bronx, you know, growing up around the crack epidemic and seeing so many different things happening in my life and other friends around me, seeing death and robberies and so many different things, you know, I realized that everything that happens in my life is going to happen by the choices that I make. So if I make the right choices, then chances are I'll get the right things. If I make the wrong choices, then chances are I'll get the wrong things to come my way. So I started implementing a more positive attitude. And with that positive attitude came positive things. And I just followed that path the whole time.
That's amazing. It's such a smart way to, an uplifting way to come out of that. You know, were you always inspired by fitness and healthy living too, or when did that come about?
Oh, that came about when I was around 13 years old. I was a chubby kid growing up, you know, I was a chubby kid.
And I cannot envision that.
I was a chubby kid. I had the little man boobs, that's what they call them, you know, the little chubby belly and just the chubby kid. And then I got beat up in second grade. I got my butt whooped. And my uncle Duncan, he actually showed me how to defend myself through martial arts first. And then he tried to get me to exercise, and I didn't want to exercise. I was a little kid. All I wanted to do was play video games. I didn't know anything about exercise. And I started realizing how great I felt every time I did a push-up or a jumping jack or even a squat. It just felt fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So
That's
I
amazing.
Ended up loving it.
And anybody who sees you now, I imagine you're not getting beaten up very much anymore.
Oh, no. Far from that now, right?
Years later. That's fantastic and so inspirational to anyone out there facing similar adversity and similar circumstances.
Yes.
So what do you tell them? What are some strategies to stop making those excuses and start getting active and being healthy, whether it's for adults or for their kids?
Yeah, well, some of the strategies that I teach people is basically learning how to breathe first, right? Learning how to appreciate the art of breathing. Because once you're breathing, you're alive. And every other problem in the world doesn't matter anymore. You are alive. You're the one that matters right now. So your exercise, your nutrition, your physical exercise, your mental exercise, your spiritual exercise, in turn, will make you feel much better. So every time that you step outside, you want to enjoy life. You want to embrace it. And exercise will do just that. And once they do that, they learn how to embrace their life and appreciate the fact that they are alive. All of those other problems dissipates. It's like gone. Poof. Mm-hmm. You know, they get to focus on themselves. And that's what the most important factor is, to appreciate yourself first.
So by appreciating yourself really drives you to, gives you the reason to live more healthily and give your body what it needs, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And so how, say somebody is starting out, how can they start by appreciating themselves? What's their first step?
The first step is just basically understanding that exercise is movement. And in No Excuses Fitness, what I'm doing, I'm taking away all of the complexities of fitness. You know, you look around, you see people running and sprinting and jumping and lifting all types of weights, and it becomes very intimidating to a beginner. Mm-hmm. I teach people that exercise is basically movement. Simply going outside and taking a walk is a form of an exercise. You're starting to get your heart rate up, you're getting your blood to flow, you're getting oxygen to flow through your system. And guess what? Now you're moving, you're exercising. And as you gradually get better, you pick the speed up and start walking faster. And then you start to learn more movements like your basic push-ups and your basic squats. So just gradual start off. Don't do anything too excessive right away.
That's really smart because it can be daunting and intimidating to think that you have to go out and, you know, run a marathon. And it also It can set you up for injury and giving up after a week because you're miserable.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, little baby steps at a time. I love that. So how often do you tell people they should be active?
I tell people they could give me 20 minutes. I'm a big fan of short workouts. 20 minutes is all I need because one of the excuses that I hear a lot is I don't have time. Mm-hmm. So I love telling people all I need is 20 minutes. And if you can't give me 20 minutes, guess what? Give me 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. If you can't give me 5 minutes, okay, give me a minute. You know, the idea is to do what you can. Give me what you can. Your mm-hmm. body will thank you at the end of the day, and so will your family because you're living longer. You're making a difference.
You're living longer. You have more energy. You're probably more fun to be around, too.
Oh, my God. Talk about a good attitude. More smiles, you know?
Yes. I know myself and a lot of people, we need to work out for our sanity. The body is second, but our whole feeling and mind health is the primary reason for exercise.
I'm so happy you said that because that is my therapy. That is my therapy. Mm-hmm. Exercise is my therapy. So that's why my energy is always up and my mind is always clear from stress. If I'm stressed, I work out, I feel much better.
It's so true. And you're right. Even if it's just going for a walk, getting outside, moving that body a little bit.
That's it.
So give me some more ideas. Somebody who doesn't have a gym membership, they don't have a trainer like you on speed dial, you know, what are some other things they can try?
Well, some of the things they can try is basically moving. So mm-hmm. let me give you some examples. Your living room, for example, you don't want to go to the gym. You can't afford a gym. You can't afford a personal trainer. Your couch, the thing that we sit down on every single day, your couch can now become an exercise tool. As a matter of fact, in the book, on the first day, I'm teaching people how to use that chair or the couch as an exercise tool. So rather than being sedentary, I'm showing you how to do simple movements such as seated jacks. And the seated jack is very similar to a jumping jack. It's just taking away the pressure from your knee and putting the pressure off your back and making you just feel fantastic. So you're using a tool that has been utilized as a negative thing, and we're now making it positive. So simply using that living room, look around you. What can you lift up? You have a water bottle? Use your water bottle as weights and press it above your head 10 times. Mm-hmm. Trust me, that is better than doing nothing.
Absolutely. And it's really great for somebody who can't do a full jumping jack. So your book really provides solutions for people through all levels of fitness, doesn't
it? Through all levels. If a person has, like I said, if they have any injuries, knee problem, back problems, ankle problems, wrist problems, this book is taking those excuses that you said, you know, like, oh, I'm injured, I can't work out, and I'm showing them that they can, and I'm teaching them not to become prisoners to their own injuries.
I love it. I love that. So moving on, physical activity is so important. What we put into our bodies is crucial, too. I know you focus on that. What is the diet that you advocate your clients and readers to follow?
Well, what I tell my readers to follow is to basically cut out a lot of processed foods, basically that. I don't get too deep into the word diet too much because people tend to think it's a temporary thing. But we know that diet is basically how you nourish your body. So I tell people to really watch the sugar and watch the salt and consume more fruits and more vegetables as organic as possible. If you can't go organic, it's too expensive, then just do whatever you can, afford what you can, get the things that you should buy organic, which are the thin-skinned fruits like grapes. That should always be organic. Berries should be organic. Bananas don't have to be organic because the chemicals don't get through the banana as easy as it would through a thin-skinned fruit. And that's it, keeping it simple, keeping it delicious, and keeping it tasty. Like, this is too good to be healthy for me.
I like that. Okay, in our last 20 seconds, tell me the most important takeaway you want people to take home.
Your life is worth more than you give it. That's the most important takeaway. Your life is worth more than you give it. You have to give it your 100%. Stop making those excuses and get up off your butt and start to move.
I love it.
You will feel better.
And the more you give it, the more you'll feel and the more it'll be worth. Thank you so much, Donovan. This was so helpful. Thanks for joining us again. And remember, everyone, No Excuses Fitness is in bookstores. You can order it on Amazon or at noexcusesfitnessbook.com. Donovan will also be hosting a virtual book launch party right after this at 1 p.m. You can follow that on his Twitter, at Donovan Green, or his Facebook fan page, Project Slim Down. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to Share Care Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.